This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back, folks, to Enterprise Biz Bytes. And if you're only just joining us, welcome. My name's Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
Today is the International Day of Happiness 2021. We are talking about silver linings. What has been your silver lining for the pandemic? We'll be coming back to some messages very shortly. Before we do that, though, a quick update from Bursa at Break, courtesy of Arvind Yuvraj.
Yeah, so it is down by 0.40% at 1,621 points. Active stocks are Magpie Berhad, Widat Group Berhad, and Kuskapi Berhad. And the ringgit is at 4.11 against the US dollar, 3.18 against the Aussie dollar, and 3.06 against the Sing dollar.
Didn't we say, couldn't you give us some happy news, Arvind?
Yeah, that just didn't work
didn't
out.
Didn't work, did it? No. Chris, do you want to hit us with some messages from Instagram?
I will indeed. Georgina Wei Jing says, I spent more time with family, still have a job and stable income. Actually, that is a very good point. Mm-hmm. Minimalist Yogi says, saved money from not going out and eating at home. And I think, Arvind, you'll appreciate this. PDX3156 says, managed to finish The Office during work from home.
Sweet.
Okay.
But is he talking about the US version or the UK version?
Well, PDX, you got to...
That's the big question.
You got to write in again and tell us which version you finished.
Now, which do you prefer? This is going to be a...
I'm
going to
say US.
What? What?
Steve Carell fan. Has to be US.
I'm a big fan of...
John Krasinski.
John Krasinski.
Mindy Kaling.
How are we friends?
BJ Novak.
Jim Carrey shows up at one point.
I haven't even seen it. I just know more.
You're just doing it on purpose, aren't you? I know what you're doing. Anyway, over to some messages. 4857, of course, it's May. It is, she says, hello, Rich, Arvind and Christine.
Hello.
Happy Joy Joy Friday and happy International Happiness Day. It's May here, yes. So, my silver linings are... Stopped fighting with myself and learned a lot about myself and started meditation. Two, became a better person who gives thanks and gratitude on a daily basis. And recently, just yesterday, good things started to happen for my kids' art business and something good with illustration jobs could happen in the pipeline. Namaste, universe, and everyone in my life. And may you guys always find peace and happiness in whatever you do. Thank you, guys. Aww. Much love.
Aww. Very nice.
Thank you very much for that. She knew that we'd read that out as well because she's been very nice to us. 4857, somebody's coming. May, she said, The Office with Steve Carell.
You see?
Ah.
You see?
I've just read your nice message out. Now I'm taking it back. Taking it back. Okay. Another message that's just come through here. 4398 says, more time for BFM and I've stopped taking antihistamines for my allergy due to the cleaner air.
That's amazing.
That's great news. Now, any more messages we want to hit on before we move on to the next story? Okay. Mm-hmm. Arvind.
Yes.
This is Arvind's like perfect story almost.
About cinemas?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Friday, day of happiness, why not? Mm-hmm. So this is about how specifically cinemas in Korea, South Korea, have started to multitask and open up their halls for things other than just showing movies. So you can either book halls to watch whatever movie you want, or you could book the halls for gaming.
What?
Yeah. So they say that with many cinemas, this comes from BBC, with many cinemas across the country closed due to coronavirus restrictions, meaning the cinemas can only open with 50% capacity and far fewer movies being released because there's nothing being shot and nothing's coming out and they're waiting for the US market to open. So obviously the revenue stream has been affected. We spoke about this about local cinemas as well, TGV, GSC. But you can book the cinema halls to watch whatever you want to watch or to video games. So before... 6 p.m., up to four people can hire a screen for 2 hours for about $90. This then goes up to $135 in the evening, and users have to bring their consoles, games, and controllers with them. The auditoriums being hired out have between 100 and 200 seats, and by comparison, CGV movie tickets cost about $12 each. So a 100-seat screen, half fill for a film, would bring in revenues about $600, going up to about $1,200 for a 200-seat one at 50% capacity. And then that is before the film goes by their drinks and popcorn. But CGV isn't making anywhere as much money from the gamers. It is bringing in some additional income, they say. And the scheme is called Exit X. And Exit in Korean word means hideout. Is a Korean word for hideout. So makes sense. So they were saying that when thinking about how to make use of empty cinema spaces, they noticed that games nowadays boast excellent graphics as well as structured stories like movies. Both have a storytelling aspect to them. So if someone can enjoy watching a film in the cinema, they thought that they would also enjoy playing computer games in one. So that, I think that is like sound logic.
Yeah.
Makes complete sense, especially if you see games like The Last of Us or the newest Uncharted, God of War. These are like, they are built like movies. Way better than any of the regular movies that even come out. You know, just watching them like on the big screen must be like amazing. Since the new service launched at the start of the year, auditoriums have been booked more than 130 times so far. While the majority of customers are said to be men in their 30s and 40s, couples and families have also taken part. And then it goes to sort of outline how cinemas are doing worldwide. Global ticket sales in 2020 plunged 71% to $12.4 billion, down from $42.5 billion US dollars. This is according to Variety. And in the US, the country's biggest cinema chain, AMC, needed a $917 million cash injection in December to set off reports that it risked having to seek bankruptcy protection. So it needed like aid just to survive. Couple of other things. So they say that CGV is also making money by allowing customers to order its cinema food to be delivered, everything from popcorn to nachos to corn dogs and calamari. And then meanwhile in East London, art house cinema Genesis has kept its cafe open so that people can buy takeaway. So they're not just doing cinema stuff for people who miss the popcorn and the cinema snacks. You can get the stuff delivered and ordered. It's just extra streams of revenue at this point.
But just going back to that, you know, if you were socially distanced properly in a cinema, you know, you could be streaming gaming tournaments and all kinds of stuff. And people would pay good money to go and see that, you know. It's a good experience.
It sounds so fun.
Right?
I think, speaking of that, I think TGV was doing that as well for a while. Not the tournaments, but they allowed, you know, cinemas to be booked for gamings and stuff.
Oh.
And then, I'm not sure if they're doing it now, but I know at one point they offered it. But they also allow people to book out full halls just to rent and then watch movies with their friends and stuff. So you don't have to worry about strangers, you know, mixing with you. One person in the comments, I noticed, they said that, is it okay if I book a hall and then we stream Zack Snyder's Justice League? And we, you know, connected to the internet and stuff. And I saw the reply was that we can talk about it. So there's a lot of other ways that people are using it and stuff, which is a good idea, just booking it to watch streaming movies on like a massive screen.
Just, you know, for fun, you've got a cinema hall to yourself. What would you do with it, Arv? I know you normally do because you're VVIP like that. Anyway, but, you know,
Empire Strikes Back.
Ooh.
I've never seen Empire Strikes Back on the big screen.
Right.
As much as I love Star Wars, so I'd want to see it on the big screen.
Chris. Yeah.
If I had a hall all to myself for like an extended amount of time and could just like get food delivered into the hall, 100%. It's extended Lord of the Rings marathon followed by the Hobbit trilogy.
Oof.
All in one go. All in one go. I want to experience all of that in one go. It would probably kill me, but it is worth it to be a massive nerd.
Yeah, I mean, something I'd like to watch 2001 on the big screen, ideally in an IMAX kind of situation.
You've never seen it on the big screen, right?
Never on the big screen, no. But I know I was joking earlier on when you said which video games would you play. I would play Pong. You know, I would roll out an old Atari and I would have Pong on that machine because on an IMAX, can you imagine that? You'd have to be
massive.
You're literally sat a football field apart.
Yeah.
And bing. And just watching that whole
thing. Takes half an hour for you to get to the other thing.
Or maybe I just, you know, load a DVD. And you know when they do that thing where it bounces from the corners?
Oh,
and me and my friends.
Wait, no, but that would be so satisfying. Yeah,
exactly, right? Sitting there with your friends hoping that it's going to hit the corner.
Yeah.
It's a game by itself.
Sure.
Maybe. Time for a break, I think. The Cardigans up next with Erase and Rewind. And when we finally come back, final story of the day about whether or not there's going to be drama in the office when people actually do get back into the office. Don't forget, though, we are asking you, what has been your silver lining throughout the pandemic? Do let us know. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. The Cardigans, Erase and Rewind.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.